Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Gimel in Meseches Moed Katan. Meseches Moed Katan deals with the malachos that are prohibited to do on Chol HaMoed. And once the Mishnah discusses on Beis Amud Aleph the halachos that are prohibited on Chol HaMoed, we also begin discussing the halachos of Shemitah. Bezras Hashem, I'll be returning to Arzeinu HaKadosha in a few days. And of course, in Eretz Yisrael, we are getting ready for the Shnas HaShemitah. And our daf relates to many of the halachos of Shemitah. On Gimel Amud Aleph, we're going to discuss those malachos that are prohibited da'oraisa during the year of Shemitah, as well as those malachos that are prohibited under Rabbanan. That's Gimel Amud Aleph. And going on to Gimel Amud Beis, we're going to begin to discuss the halachos of Tosefes Shvius, which will appear on Gimel Amud Beis, and we will discuss, Emir Tzeh Hashem, some of those components as well, Lahalacha. Now, our Gemara had left off on Beis Amud Beis, discussing the fact that our Mishnah permits irrigating a field during Shemitah, which is quite strange, because at the end of the day, the Torah would prohibit, in Parshas Bahar, the planting during Shemitah. Rabbah and Rav Yosef debated on yesterday's daf whether irrigating a field falls into the category of planting, which l'chura should be aser min haTorah during Shemitah, as well as the other possibility was the position of Rabbah, which is choresh, and that also is prohibited during Shemitah, either as in our Masechta we will develop, it's a halacha l'moshe miSinai. It also appears in Rosh Hashanah, or it's part of the pasuk that Azal Darshan refers to Shemitah, and that is Bechorishu Vakotzer Tishbos in Sefer Shemos. Either way, the Gemara is bothered. How could it be that our Mishnah says Mashkin Beis Hashlachin, that one is allowed to irrigate the field? The Mishnah says both in Moed as well as Bishvius. That's what we learn in the first line in the Mishnah. So yesterday we had learned that Rebbe had suggested, or more precisely, Abaye Bidas Rebbe had suggested, that we were assuming that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is only Midrabbanan. We will pick up today two lines from the bottom where Rava disagrees. Rava Amar Filu Teima Rabbanan. We could even say that our Mishnah follows the opinion of the Rabbanan, who disagree with Rebbe, Rashi explains on last line, and hold Shvius Bizman Hazeh is Doraisa. Post can point to this line that Rashi is Mefurish, that the majority opinion, the opinion of the Rabbanan, is that Shvius Bizman Hazeh is Doraisa. Filtem Rabban, Avos Asarachmana. However, there's another explanation to our Mishnah, a very interesting one in regards to Shemitah. And that is that Shemitah is different than Hilchos Shabbos. Of course, we know that Hilchos Shabbos has 39 Avos Malachos, and there are many, many Tolados. In general, we look at Tolados of Shabbos as no different than Avos, because both of them are equally Isurei Daraisa. Why? One is called an Av and another is called a Tolada. And what is a nafkamina between a Tolada and an Av? We discussed in Meseches Shabbos. Simply put, when it comes to an Av and a Tolada, if it's in the same category of the Av, will not require a separate carbon if a person violates both the Av and its Tolada. However, in regards to its quality of Isur D'Oraisa, there is no difference between the Isur D'Oraisa of a Tolada and an Av when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos. However, when it comes to Shemitah, continues the Gemara, Avos Asarachmana, top of Gimel Amud Aleph, Toladas Loy Asarachmana, Toladas are not permitted. Dichsiv, what is the source for this? Uvashanah Hashviyas, Shabbos Shabboson, Yeh. We read in Parshas Bahar that during Shemitah there's a requirement to rest. Sadcha lo sizra, v'charmecha lo sizra. The Torah says you should not plant your field, and you should not prune your tree. Michti, zmira bichlal zriya. The halacha is that zmira falls into the category of zriya because pruning a tree causes it to grow better. Uvitzira bichlal ktzira, and bitzira is included in the category of ktzira. So what did the Torah said? Sadcha lo sizra, v'charmecha lo sizmar. The pasuk goes on and says, a sviach kitzir chalosik, so you shouldn't cut the growths from the ground, ves inve nizirecha lo sivtsar. Now, those four groups, which are divided into two psukim. Those four actions of Zriya and Zmira and Ktsira and Vitsira, points out the Gemara, seems to be repetitions. Because Zmira is really an extension of Zriya. And also the harvesting of the grapes, which is called Bitsira, is the same thing as the harvesting of the vegetables that come from the ground. So, analyzes the Gemara. L'may hilchasa kasvinu rachmana. Then why did the Torah repeat Bitsira if it already told us that there's a prohibition of Ktsira? Why did the Torah repeat Zmira, the pruning of the tree, if we already knew that there's a prohibition of Zriya? L'memra, it's coming to tell us, the Hani told us, it's coming to spell out these toldos. Those toldos are not spelled out when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos. Yet, when it comes to Hilchos Shmita, it is spelled out. L'memra, the Hani told us, mechayiv, to tell us that these toldos are chayiv. Achri nasa loy mechayiv, but others you're not chayiv on. Asks the Gemara, we put a period after loy mechayiv, seven lines in, on top of Gimel Amar Alf, v'loy, and you're not going to be chayiv on that. V'atanya, didn't we learn sot? Chalis is rechayim chalis izmer. Ein li'el ziru avizimer. Minayin l'nichush u'li'idur l'kisuach. How do we know that types of turning over of the ground, which is idur, hoeing, or nichush? Nichush is weeding. Kisuach is where you remove bad grass, but it's different than weeding because you don't remove its roots, Rashi says. Tam lama sadcha lo, karmecha lo. That it repeats itself. It says sadcha lo and karmecha lo. Lo kol shem lacha shebesadcha, v'lo kol lacha shebekarmecha. This is one long brisa that we're going to quote that's going to elucidate other prohibitions that seem to come from the Pasuk, which seems to be against this idea that only the Avos and Tolados of Zriya, Bitsira, Ktsira, and Zmira are going to be prohibited, and all other things, Minatorah, all other things are going to be Mutter Minatorah. We're going to quote a list of things that also seem to be prohibited by the Torah itself. Minayin Shei Mikarsimin Vei Mizardin Vei Mifaskin. How do we know that you can't do pruning of trees? That's mekarsim. Mizardin is to cut off dry branches from a tree. Mefasgin is to lean a tree against its trunk. In other words, if you have branches that are weak and not bending in the right direction, sometimes they would tie it against the trunk. How do you know you can't do that? Tamalama sadcha loy karmacha loy. Loy kol melacha shebesadcha. You're not allowed to do all malachos in the field, v'lo kam malachos shebechar mecha. This drasha had always been a mystery to me. What exactly is sadcha lo kar mecha lo? So I see that the Masifta Gemara quotes from the Taisis Harash that since the Torah does not say lo sizra sadcha and lo sizra sizmar kar mecha, but rather it says sada lo sizra, v'char mecha lo sizmar. So Chazal Darshan, that the change of the order is coming to bring out sadcha lo. You're not supposed to be taking care of your field. Either way, however one explains exactly the drasha, Chazal say, lo kol melacha shebesadcha, v'lo kol melacha shebekarmecha. You can't do the work in the field, and you can't do work in the vineyard, and it comes to include the above melachos. Continue the brisa. Minayin shei mezablin, how do you know you can't spread out excrement, fertilizer? Ve'ein mefarkin, and you can't remove stones that are disturbing. Ve'ein ma'avkin, and you can't cover the roots with dirt. Ve'ein ma'ashnin be'ilan, and you can't smoke out insects in a tree. Tam lomar sadcha lo karmecha lo. Same brach halacha. Kol melacha shebesadcha lo, v'chol melacha shebekarmecha lo. So all of these things are included in this drasha. Yachol, I might have thought, lo yikashkesh tachas hazeitim, v'lo yader tachas hagifanim. Based on this, that you shouldn't be able to hoe under the olive trees as well as under the vines. Kishkush is used for zeisim, and idur for gifanim means the same idea of doing some type of hoeing. V'lo yimale nekoyim mayim, you should not fill up the holes with water. V'lo yasa ugios legifanim, you're not allowed to make irrigation for the vines. Tamalomar sadcha lo sizra. Zriya bichlal haisa. So the Torah also says sadcha lo sizra. Chazal asks, why is it that we need sadcha lo sizra altogether? The pasuk already told us. This is spelled out in Rashi di Ramaschal Zriya. The Torah says ubeshana hashviyis Shabbos, Shabbos, and Yelaretz. V'loma yatsisa, so why did it repeat itself and to take out, to emphasize Ria? Lahakishala, to create a hekish. Loimelecha, maz Ria, miyuchedas, avoidis shebesada v'shebekerin. Just like Zriya is something that is universal, both in a field as well as in a vineyard, Avkol Shiavoda Shebesad VeShebekeren. So too those things that take place in a field in a vineyard. In contrast, explains Rashi, to the cases of Kishkush, Idur, Mayim, Binikoim, Ugios, there the Malacha is entirely different in the context of the particular field. In other words, there, since when it's unique to that particular field, for example, a sade has idur. However, when it comes to zeisim, there it has a different type of malacha, and that's a malacha of kishkush, so those things are not aser min hatorah. The Gemara now has just concluded quoting a long brisa, which is one long kasha. And the kasha is, at the end of the day, aside from kishkush and idur, we saw, for example, Karsimi, Mizardin, Nefaskin, which we explained above, Nichush, Idur, and Kisuach, all of those things are Aser Min HaTorah. In contrast, the only exception is, we mentioned Idur, I meant specifically Idur, Tachas, HaGifanim, or for example, Kishkush, those things are not Aser Min HaTorah, but everything else is. Yet above, we just got through saying that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbanan who say that the only Tolados that are prohibited are the Tolados of Zriya and the Tolados of Ktsira. Everything else, and which Tolada? Specifically the Tolada of Zriya, which is Zmira. But everything else would be permissible min HaTorah. This brisa seems to contradict that. Answers the Gemara mid Rabbanon, this entire brisa does not mean to say that it's aser min HaTorah. When we said sadchalo, karmachalo, kol melacha shebesada is going to be aser, that's only a din de Rabbanon, and this pasuk was only an asmachta ba'alma. Period. Says the Gemara, v'kishkush b'shvius mishari, and are you going to say that kishkush is going to be permissible when it comes to shmita by doing the hoeing of ground, v'haksiv? Then we learn a pasuk that is against it. Now the Gemara has gone on to analyze the brisa itself. The brisa had said that kishkush tachas hazesim is not prohibited. Asks the Gemara, is that so? Kishkush tachas hazesim, is that not prohibited? It's permissible. You're not allowed to do kishkush, which is the hoeing under the special type of hoeing under the olive tree, as well as you're not allowed to remove stones. So what do we see? That it's going to be aser. Answers the Gemara, and this answer is very, very important in Hilchos Shmita, in Halacha Lemaisa. Amar Avukva Bar Choma, Trei Kishkushi Havi. There are two types of Kishkush. Chad Evruye Ilana, V'chad Stume Pili. One is what makes the tree get better, and one is to prevent holes in the tree. In other words, are you hoeing because there's a hole in the tree and you need to stuff it up with dirt? That is going to be permissible. That's called stumi pili. Poskim refer to this as luukmi ilana, to make the tree even better. Excuse me, to maintain. Luukmi means to maintain the tree. Or levruye ilana means to make the tree even healthier. That is going to be prohibited. So that depends on why you're doing kishkush. Again, this is an important yisod in Hilchos Shvius, because we paskin, according to many poskim, that luukme ilana is going to be permissible, which will allow us to do many malachos during Shemitah if it's there to prevent the tree or the ground from becoming damaged. The details of those halachos we've discussed in the Shiurim in Hilchos Shemitah. The Gemara now begins a new topic. Itmar, hachoyresh b'shvius. If someone plows during Shemitah, we mentioned that we're going to discuss the prohibition of plowing during Shvius. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lazar, chadam aloike v'chadam omar ein aloike. It's a machlokes from Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lazar whether one gets malchus or not. Says the Gemara, leima b'di Rabbi Avin omar Rabbi Loi kamiflegi. It seems that the issue revolves around another machlokes. The omar Rabbi Avin omar Rabbi Loi, komakum shnemer klal ba'asei, uprat belos asei, ein dan osa b'klal uprat uklal. If you have a rule. Then you have an exception, and then another rule. That's called a klal prat uklal. We know this from the Yud Gimel Midos that appears at the end of Karbanos. And the rule is, iatadon elekein haprat, that you understand that the exception to that rule, in this case, it's going to be, the Torah says, ubashana hashviyis shabosh habason yelo'aretz. That's a klal, Rashi explains. Sadchalo sizra is a prat, which is a lav, and then it's repeated with a klal, with the pasuk of Shna Shabbason Yelo Aretz. Now there's a fascinating machlokis, whether this rule, that ein don el ka'ein haprat, that you say not only the prat itself of Zriya, but anything that's like it, whether we say that rule, ein don el ka'ein haprat, in the case of where the prat is a lav. So that is the following machlokas. Manda Amar Loke, the Manda Amar who says that you get malchus, he doesn't hold the Rabbi Yovan Bar Eloi. Manda Amar Loke is the Rabbi Yovan. So Rabbi Yovan says that over here, in this case, we don't say that not only is Zriya Aser, but anything that's Ke'en Zriya. What's Ke'en Zriya? Charisha. Now, do you say Klal Pratu Klal to say that Ke'en Zriya is Charisha? And therefore, just like Zriya, you get Malkus, so too Charisha. Says the Gemara, if you say Klal Pratu Klal, then you would get Malkus. But Rabbi Oven or Rabbi Eloi argues that you don't have the rule Klal Pratu Klal. When the Klal starts off as an Asay, then you have a Lav, and then you have an Asay. Then we don't have the rule of Klal Pratu Klal, and then we don't have the Drush of Ke'en HaPrat. Says the Gemara, Loi, Dekule Alma, Lesli, the Rabbi Oven. Everybody does not hold of Rabbi Oven or Rabbi Eloi. And therefore, really, Charisha should be punishable by Malkus. The source of Charisha is an independent discussion. Where do we know Charisha is usher during Shvius? That's discussed in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daftes. Mandamar loke shapir. Umandamar ena loke. We understand according to Mandamar you get Malkus because it's Kena Prat. But the Mandamar who says that you don't get Malkus, Amalacham, he'll tell you, Michti, Zmira b'chlal Zriya, Uvitzira b'chlal Ktzira. The Torah repeats, Sadchalo Sizra, and then says again, Karmecha lo Sivtzar, even though lo Sizmar, even though Karmecha is included in Sadcha. Once we know Zriya is Asr, then Zmira also should be Asr. So then, as we had mentioned above, so then the Gemara continues on the first wide line, Lemay Hilchasa Kasfinu Rachmana. So why did the Torah repeat it? Lemaymar to tell us, Dahani told us who the Mechayiv, then on these told us your Chayiv. A tolda achrina lo mechayiv, but on other toldos you're not going to be chayiv. In other words, you're not going to be chayiv on charisha. Says the Gemara, velo, are you not going to be chayiv? Atayin din we learn sadchol osizmar karmachol osizmar any liela ziru of zimur minay liider v'kishkishul suach tamlom sadchol lo karmachol lo kam lacha shebisadcha velo kam lacha shebicharmacha. The brayso that we saw above, we're going to repeat that whole brayso. Minay she mekarsman ve'mizarnim v'fask milon tamlomar sadchol lo karmachol lo. Kol melacha shebesad chalo, you can't do any melacha in the field. Kol melacha shebechayim chalo. Minayin she mizavlin veim mefarkin veim me'ashnim bina tamlomer sad chalo karmi chalo. Lo kol melacha shebesad chalo, kol melacha shebechayim chalo. Yachalo yikashkesh tachas azesim. We saw above that kishkush tachas azesim is not going to be part of this prohibition. Lo yader tachas agfan v'lo yimalin ikoyim. I would have thought that it should be. V'lo yimalin ikoyim mayim v'lo yasenu uguyos l'gifanim. Tamlomer sad chalo sizer zriya bichlal hoysa v'lom. That Zriya was already included. Why did we repeat, even though already says Shnash Habasni Yelar, Mazriya Muched Savod Shebesav Shebekaren, only those things that have in common that it's done both Besad Bekaren. Afkol Shiavod Shebesav Shebekaren, only those things that are Besad Bekaren. So what do we see? We see that Harisha is going to be usher because it's done both besada and bekarin. So the Gemara answers the same thing that we had above. Midrabanan ukras machtabalma. This is only going to be usher midrabanan. All the above cases, for example, mezablim and mefarkin, all those things are only going to be usher midrabanan. And since they're going to be only usher midrabanan, we cannot infer whether charisha gets malchus. This concludes the topic of Isurei d'oraisa and Isurei d'rabbanan for Shemitah. It works out very neatly. Gimel, Amen, Aleph, and Moed Katan are the Isurei d'oraisa, Isurei d'rabbanan of Avodas in Asada and Akerim during Shemitah. And on Gimel, Amen, Beis, we now begin a discussion of Tosefes Shemitah. Ki Azrav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came. Rashi tells us when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Omar, he said, Yachol Yilka al Tosefes. I might have thought that you should get Malkus on Tosefes Shvius. Tosefes Shvius, of course, means that Shemitah extends from the year itself to a period before. Now, what that period is and what malachos are prohibited are discussed in the Mishnayis in Meseches Shvius, in the beginning of the Mesechta, in the first Perek. The Gemara on Dalet Amid Aleph, tomorrow's daf, will tell us that unfortunately we do not have Tosefes Shvius in most of its halachos today because the Beis Hamikdash is not standing. It's dependent on the Beis Hamikdash. Says Rav Dimi, I would have thought that you get Malkus if you violate those malachos that you can't do during Tosefes. V'nasiv lo Talmud l'ftura. And there was a teaching that was taught to show that you're going to be potter. V'lo yadana. However, Dimi says, I can't give you a full picture, and I don't know my Talmuda, what exactly was that Rasha, umay Tosefes, and what type of Tosefes was he talking about. In other words, what was the Isser Malacha that he was discussing, as well as what's the source? Rabbi Lazar Amma Harisha. Gemara tells us that this was discussed between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Lazar said it was Harisha v'hachi kamer. And this is what the teaching was. Yachol Yilka al Harisha. I might think that you get Malkus on Harisha, da asa mi klal upratu klal. V'nasulei tamudu fotra dim kain kol hani prati lomli. And we have a drasha to tell us that you're going to be potter because we brought all of these exceptions. In other words, these pratim, to go out of our way, the word exception is not accurate, these details, these specific ones, explains Rashi, Zriya, Zmir, and Ktsira and Vitsira, to tell you that those you get Malkus on, but not Harisha. Rabbi Yochanan says that we're not talking about Harisha, but rather we're talking like we had introduced Tosefes. We're going to explain in a moment how Rabbi Lazar understood the word Tosefes. But rather, we're talking about Tosefes Shvita. Yomim Shosiv Chom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah V'Hachi Kama Yachal Yilkal Tosefes Rosh Hashanah. There was a teaching in Eretz Yisrael that we'd have a Havamina de Gemalkis if you violate Tosefes Rosh Hashanah Da Asya, because we learn out, and we're going to expound on that later, that we learn out from the Pasuk B'char Shevakatzer Tishbos, that it's coming to tell us that there's a prohibition during Tosefes to do Harisha. V'nasala Talmud l'ftora, and we have a tradition to say that's Potter, k'dba'inan l'kamemar l'kamon, like we're going to learn out later on, like we're going to explain later on Dalet Amid Aleph, to tell us why someone who does Malacha during Tosefes Shvius is going to be Potter. So we have over here a machlokis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar. What is the Tosefes? Is the Tosefes Tosefes Shvius, or according to Rabbi Lazar, it's Harisha itself? Rashi explains that Harisha is not explicit in the Torah. Harisha, we only learn out, is prohibited from the general rule of the Klal Pratu Klal. That's what we mean when we say Tosefes. And on that, you're not going to get Malkus on it. We had learned, Rabbi Yochanan said that these were days before Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, "My yomim lefnei Rosh Hashanah." What exactly are these days? Kiddusnat. We learned in Mishnah Shvius, Perek Alf Mishnah, "An Masai Chorshin B'Stei Ilan Erev Shvius." How long is it prohibited to plow on Erev Shvius? In other words, when does the prohibition of plowing begin? When it comes to Tosefes, Beishamay Yomim calls Man Shiyafu Lepri. Any time that it already will help improve the fruit for the previous year, then you're allowed to plow. However, if you're helping the ground for the growing, what would be the growing of the seventh year, which of course we're not going to grow, we're not going to plant. But if you're doing the plowing that is primarily for the improvement of the ground for the seventh year, then it's going to be aser. So kol zman she'afel pri, it's going to be mutter. Afterwards, it's going to be aser. Beisil omrim ada atzeres, and Beisil chooses shvius as the starting point. In other words, Harisha was permissible up until this past Shavuos. We are now in the summer, right before the seventh year. So plowing was permissible only up until Shavuos. Bizman HaMikdash, it would already be prohibited to plow during the summer because it's after Shemitah. The Mishnah in Shavuos adds, "Ukroivin divrei elu lios kidivrei elu," that the Zman HaYisr between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are really quite close to each other. Now, there are two things that are a little confusing in this Mishnah. Number one, who's the Machmir and who is the Mekel? Beis Shammai just told us Kol Zman SheYafel HaPri, and Beis Hillel says Ado Atzeres, up until Shavuos. Tosfos assumes that Beis Shammai is the Machmir, like usual, and Beis Hillel is the Mekel. However, the Tosfos HaRosh asks that if you look up the Yerushalmi in Shavuos, it's Mefurish, that the case where Beis Hillel is the Mekel, seems to be the Mekel, and Beis Shammai is, Beis Hillel is the Machmir, and Beis Shammai is the Mekel. To the point that Yerushalmi asks, why is this not in the collector's items of lists in Maseches Idyot, where we have the few instances where Beis Shammai were the Mekel and Beis Hillel was the Machmir. However you explain these two different positions will also relate to explaining what exactly is the Yesod HaMachlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Either way, this is the source of the prohibition in the Mishnayis for Tosefes Shvius. Continues as well the Mishnah in Shvius and gives us other halachos of Tosefes Shmita. We had mentioned the Mishnah in Shvius that says when there's a prohibition during Tosefes to plow a area that has trees. What about a steya lavan, a wheat field? The moment in which the moisture is gone from the harvest, so then you're no longer plowing for that year's crop, but rather you're planting, you're plowing for the next year's crop. And any time that people plow for gourds, even though it's late in the season, in other words, it's after the wheat has been harvested, nevertheless, gourds are planted quickly, and therefore, you're allowed to plow even after Pesach for gourds that are going to be planted in the field that will be planted around Shavuos time and even the summertime and harvested very quickly before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. Rav Shimon Omer, im kein nasna Torah shir l'kol echad v'echa b'yodai, the way you've presented it by saying that it depends on the moisture and makshos and mudlos are different, then everybody is going to stop and start at a different time. You're going to give the Torah of Shear to each individual. Ela b'stei alavan ad Pesach. The rule of thumb is a wheat field is until Pesach. B'stei ilan ad Hatzeres. And a stei ilan is until Shavuos. Period. Now we have an important halacha l'maisa about Tosefes Shvius. They decided al shnei prakim halalu during that these two periods, Pesach and Shavuos, it's going to be usher to do the above plowing ubatlam. But later on, they were mevatalit that you're allowed to do plowing until Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara now tries to understand this statement. Amar le Rabbi Zeira le Bravo va'amri le Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. The Amoraim were discussing with each other. Wait a second, Rabbi Gamliel beis Dino hechi matzah mevatla. How could they mevatla? Takanta to Beis Shammai uBeis Hillel. This was a takana that goes back to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Vatnan, and we learned in Maseches Idyos. Ain bezin yachal avatel divrei bezin chaverim kein gadol menu b'chachum u'b'minyan. How could the bezin ramiel be mevatel something that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel had instituted before? They were not greater in either wisdom or the amount of the talmidim. Eshtom kisha achada. The one amora had stumped the other, whether it's Reb Zera to Rabbi Avo or Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochan, and he was silent. Amar lei, and then he said, Emer kach. Let us say like this. Hisnu beinan. It must be that when Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel made that takana, they made a condition amongst them. Kol rotz levatel yavol vivatel. Whoever wants could come and be mevatel. Now the Gemara is not satisfied with this explanation as well. Period. Then the Gemara challenges. Didohui? Is this a takana Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Halach l'moshe misinaihi. Tosefes Shvius is halach l'moshe misinai. Damar Rabbasim Rabbi Yechon Mishim Nuchoni Ish Bikas Beis Charasan. Eser netios. The halachos of the 10 trees that one is allowed to plow for, according to the Mishnah in Shemitah, even during Tosefes Shvius. The Mishnah in Shvius tells us that there are exceptions, that if you're plowing for 10 trees within a Beisa, so then you're allowed to do that. So that is the concept of Tosefes Shvius. Arava, the idea of having the Arava surrounding the Mizbeach, during Sukkot, as well as Hoshana Rabbah, that's halacha Moshe Misinai, as well as v'nisuch hamayim. All these three things are halacha Moshe Misinai. So how could it possibly be that you say it comes back to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? So Rabbi Yitzchak answers, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, ki gemiri, when do we have the halacha Moshe Misinai hilchasa shoshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah? That was a halacha Moshe Sinai 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Va'asu hani, and these came along, in other words, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, tikun mi Pesach u'metzeres, they extended the Pesach tzeres, va'asu b'ditu, and they themselves came along and said, kol ivratza livatel yavo v'yivatel, they, whoever decides to be mevatel this takana, they can be mevatel this takana. Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow's daf, we're going to analyze whether Tosefes Shviyas is a halacha Moshe Misinai or is mefurish in the pasuk, and that is going to be a big debate between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, a big debate that takes place in Moed Katan from Gimel and Beis Dalet Amud Aleph, as well as in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tes. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Daf Gimel Meseches Moed Katan. We've posted halacha from the daily Daf in regards to Melacha on Chala Moed. We also have Shiurim on Tosefes Shmita, which of course is the subject of Gimel Amud Beis. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Gimel in Meseches Moed Katan.